Today, my dear faithful, is the feast of St. Stephen, as well as the Sunday within the octave of Christmas. And the epistle is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6. In those days, Stephen, full of grace and fortitude, did great wonders and signs among the people. Now there rose some of that which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, of the Syrians, and of the Alexandrians, and of them that were of Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and spirit that spoke. Now, hearing these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed with their teeth at him. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looking up steadfastly to heaven, saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they, crying out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and with one accord ran violently upon him, and cast him forth without the city. They stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, invoking and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling on his knees, he cried with a loud voice, saying, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep in the Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 23. At that time, Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, Behold, I send to you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you will put to death and crucify, and some you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that upon you may come all the just blood that hath been shed upon the earth, from the blood of Abel the just, even unto the blood of Zacharias the son of Barachias, whom you killed between the temple and the altar. Amen, I say to you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered together thy children, as the hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and thou wouldst not. Behold, your house shall be left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall not see me henceforth till you say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's epistle, my dear faithful, has a truly amazing scene. Saint Stephen, one of the first deacons, stands before his accusers. He preaches the truth of Christ by recounting the history of the Jewish people and showing the Jews the proofs of Christianity throughout their own history. Today's epistle does not recount St. Stephen's full sermon. Instead, it tells its glorious ending when this selfless deacon looks up and beholds the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Our Lord himself shows his approval of St. Stephen's words and his works. However, at that same glorious moment, the Jews stop up their ears against the truth preached to them. They turn to St. Stephen with a blind rage, drag him out of the city of Jerusalem to stone this saint to death. What a contrast between the two. Saint Stephen peacefully and hopefully giving truth to his enemies, while the Jews cover their ears in order to remain in error, then raise their hands to murder him in order to silence the truth. Now, it is true, my dear faithful, this scene does seem like an interesting choice to behold right after the birth of our Lord. We have just come from Bethlehem, where we were refreshed at the sight of the King of Kings, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. And today, the very next day, we go to Jerusalem to behold the first brutal murder of a follower of Christ. Why, in his divine wisdom and providence, did God choose a martyr for the church to honor right after Christmas? One reason is that our Lord embraced the cross right from his birth. He was born in order to die. The cross was never separated from our Lord. No, not even in the crib. It was before his eyes always. And St. Stephen was the first to follow our Lord in the cross, even unto death. However, there is another reason, and it is that St. Stephen imitated our infant Savior so closely. While the stones flew to crush the saint, he prayed God, "Lay not this sin to their charge." In other words, he asked that God forgive his murderers, just as our Lord, hanging on the cross, prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." However, again, it was not just on the cross that our Lord prayed for his enemies. From the first fall of man in the Garden of Eden, mankind was the enemy of God. Adam and Eve betrayed the divinity, and we all share in that betrayal. We are born into this world with original sin on our souls, and thus we are enemies of God. When the Son of God looked down upon the world then, he saw the earth covered with his own adversaries. And for those same enemies, the second person of the Blessed Trinity chose to become man. The infinite God took upon himself our weakness, our frailty, and our sufferings in order to turn us from enemies into his beloved friends. And now, my dear faithful, is our turn, like St. Stephen, to imitate our Savior in that infinite charity of his most sacred heart that loved even his enemies. We too are to love our neighbors, including those whom we regard as our enemies. Holy Mother, the Church actually prays for us to have this virtue in the oration for today's Mass. Grant us, we beseech thee, O Lord, to imitate what we revere, that we may learn to love even our enemies. For we celebrate the day of his birth to immortality, who could even plead on behalf of his persecutors with thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Church begs of God the grace for us that we, like St. Stephen, have that all-encompassing charity. Whether it is simply we do not like our neighbor, or we feel we have real grievances against him, we are to pray for him. Hatred for our enemy, a burning wrath that seeks to harm him, even a prayer that vengeance be done, are so far from Christ-like that they are sins. They are offenses against God. They open new wounds in the Sacred Heart. They are new betrayals against Jesus Christ. St. Francis de Sales, the doctor of the Church, put it this way: shall we not bear with those whom God himself bears with? Sin wounds the heart of God far more than any offense we could possibly suffer can wound us. Saint Stephen was murdered for helping his neighbor. But even this ultimate offense of his own death, this great saint, so dear to the heart of Christ, and so close in his imitation of our Lord, even his death, Saint Stephen embraced and prayed for his enemies at the same time. We must remember, my dear faithful, we were not made for this world. We are made for heaven, and the earth is a valley of tears that we must travel through to get to heaven. That is what matters. That is what counts. As St. Paul says, the sufferings of this life are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come. And if you truly wish to be delivered from your enemies, pray for their conversion. That is what our Lord did for you and for me. That is how we are here, believing the Catholic faith, receiving the sacraments, taking part in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Our Lord, even as a little infant, took your sins and mine upon himself. He won our conversion, and he asks now our help in converting others. This Christmas season, then, and always, my dear faithful, strive to comfort the heart of Christ with your burning charity that embraces even those whom you believe are your enemies. Like Saint Stephen, when you see the evils of the world, pray, let this sin not be put to their charge. Our Lord will hear your prayer echoing his own. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He will see your soul striving to imitate his virtues. And as Jesus Christ did with Saint Stephen, the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God, with awesome glory and infinite majesty, he will look down upon you, and he will reward you as richly as only the King of Kings can do. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.